His voice was rich and deep, and Manon wondered if he sang.
Given my position in this city, this meeting had to be on my terms and with my requirements.
He leaned forward, elbows resting on either side of his plate.
But obviously my messengers intrigued you just enough. You are here, after all.
Manon allowed herself a slight smile.
I am here until I finish this meal. Speak quickly.
Before he could continue, the waiter brought dessert, and Manon did not hesitate to sample it. A mashed pear tart, baked in butter, rose water, and sugar, it was dusted with cinnamon and ginger and served in a small pie shell. Ilarion watched the server depart.
I've a need to hire you, m'lady.
And the target?
I have a seer in my employ who I consult on various matters. 3 days passed, he relayed to me a vision most disturbing. He warned me that an assassin had been hired to kill me before my wedding to Erline. She is not at this dinner, because I do not want her to know about the assassin. I wish no worries on my new bride.
His once musical voice was strained now.
The seer believes someone does not want our houses joined and my power expanded. Thus, I had my messengers find you. She who is said to be the best assassin in this part of the world. I want you to kill the one who has been hired to kill me. Kill the killer, so to speak.
He leaned back in his chair and waited for Manon's response.
You haven't much time. The wedding ceremony is in 2 days. Please, m'lady, help me.
She glanced at the men around the table and stationed in corners. Considerable security for Ilarion. It would be difficult for an assassin to get past them. With a silent spell, she discerned the noble wore magical baubles to further protect him, as did some of his guards.
She wondered why such a man with so many layers of insulation would fear that an assassin could succeed.
Could she succeed? I have no faith in seers, Ilarion. Oracular magic is unreliable, and most who claim to command it are fakers. Prophecies speak only to possibilities. The future is not guaranteed.
Could she succeed in assassinating Ilarion?
Perhaps she decided that would be the way to approach it. How would she go about killing Ilarion?
That might lead her to the one sent to kill him.
Nonetheless, Ilarion, consider me hired. Nyril's poorest lived near the docks. Manon saw that the colors were dreary, the air filled with the scent of fish and filth, and many of the people looked beaten down by their own misfortune. Some had no homes and wore and carried all their possessions. It was the same in her home city. They were just spread out in various districts there, not concentrated in one place. Farther from the sea, the view improved and the air smelled cleaner. As the land rose, so did the level of society. Like cream, the wealthy floated to the top. Ilarion's manse was perched high atop the bluffs that overlooked Nyril. The richest of the city's residents built their homes on the bluffs. The higher their elevation, the more wealth they commanded. Only a few mansions were farther up than Ilarion's. A veritable palace, she considered his manor house, for it was that lavishly decorated. She spotted crystal and gold in every room, expensive incense burning, and not the smallest speck of dust anywhere. She shook off the unaccustomed envy of his great wealth. She'd been in several such dwellings before, though, admittedly, none were quite this opulent. Manon decided to make a much more thorough inspection of the manse and grounds when she finished meeting Ilarion's staff. She was introduced to advisors and guards, accountants, librarians, poets, artists, musicians. So many people she could recall only a few names and conjure up flashing images of faces. Zeno Iculus, however, she had no trouble committing to memory. The seer politely bowed and extended his hand.
I told Ilarion to hire the very best assassin his coin could buy.
Zeno's voice was commanding but raspy, and that, coupled with a yellow tinge to his thin fingers and the corners of his lips, showed that he indulged in smoking water pipes.
My incantations revealed that to be you.
Then reveal something of yourself to me. Manon returned almost too quickly. It would only be fair. The pair sat in a room filled with gilded harps